Radio 1350 KMAN.
And a very good morning to you, Brandon Peoples, with you on News Radio KMAN. It's in focus time, and coming up later in the show, we're going to preview the Pottawatomie County Fair. We had some members of the 4-H team join us in studio earlier this week. We will play that towards the end of In Focus today. But we do have, for the first three segments, RCPD Director Dennis Butler joining us in studio, as he does every month. We appreciate you coming out.
Good morning. It's always great to be here.
Well, we enjoy having you, and this is one of our, I think, better listened to segments here of the month, and it's always great because you guys are so forthcoming with information to us here in the media, and I always appreciate that. You got a lot of stuff going on right now, especially in the community and the engagement aspect. We just wrapped up Battle of the Badges, and I know RCPD maybe didn't do as good as they'd hoped.
We didn't do as well as I would have liked, so we're going to regroup, and hopefully next year, with the help of our citizens, we'll do a much better job, have a better showing.
Well, and obviously the good thing was they came very close to reaching the goal. I think the goal was 288 pints of blood for the Red Cross. Got up to 284, which, you know, that's fantastic.
Yep, very, very happy with that, but again, I think there's always room for improvement, and we'll try to do our part next year.
All right. Well, as far as other community engagement, the Riley County Fair kicked off. I imagine the police are involved with that as well.
Yeah, we have officers that are patrolling the fair. We have some down there on bikes. We have a booth set up. Some of that involves recruiting. Some of it is just general education. I plan to try to go down tonight and check things out for my first time here. So, yeah, we're very excited about it, and we hope it goes well.
And, you know, another thing that's coming up here in just a couple weeks in the month of August is National Night Out, and that I've participated in those with other police departments in the past, and that's always a great event.
Yeah, that's going to be the first Tuesday in August. I believe that's August 6th, and it's going to be at the Armory, and we are going to have an event there just at the Armory. Some National Night Out communities actually have police officers and other first responders travel to their neighborhoods. They have block parties. Sometimes they're full-blown barbecues. Sometimes it's just ice cream and watermelon, you name it. And it's a more relaxed atmosphere for us to come out and meet people where they live and answer their questions and just interact with them. It also helps communities get to know each other better as well. We have not had National Night Out for a few years, I believe, here. So we are resurrecting that, and so we're going to start out small, and the people that do come, we'll ask them if they would like us to come to their neighborhood next year, and if we get enough interest, that would be the plan.
All right, well, that's great, and I don't know if we have the bear can out there by chance.
You know, I don't think it was out there last night, and we're going to try to get it out there this weekend, but anyway, I don't want to make promises, but it is my intent to try to get it out there and let people learn more about it.
Okay, and that's a big key aspect of these community engagement things is educating the public on police matters and other things.
You know, it really is important. I recognize that no matter what the issue involving us, that people sometimes are misinformed. Sometimes they don't have enough information to make an informed opinion. So it's my goal, whether or not you agree with anything that we do, that we're going to do our best to give you the facts and the information and the justification behind the things that we do. And then people can make their own opinions. But at least my goal is they do it with more information, not myths or things that other people tell them. So part of the goal with the Bearcat especially is we are creating some informational signage that are magnetic. And so when we do take it out and display it, we're going to put these displays on the sides of the Bearcat and also have a sign in front that really describes the provenance, for lack of a better term, of what the vehicle is, the specifications, what we use it for. Also, we've created some handouts that we will give to people if they just want to pick something up and take it with them.
Okay. You know, we're speaking with Dennis Butler, RCPD director, who joins us every month here on K-Man's In Focus. I saw on your social media page, I think it was earlier this week, maybe last week, last weekend, a lot of road construction going on here in the community, and that kind of serves as a reminder for people to observe the signage that's around town.
Yes, summer is synonymous with road construction, and after a brutal winter, everybody knows the roads really took a hit. So I commend the city for spending as much time and resources trying to fix some of our roads. And it seems like Kimball Avenue and a few locations is the one that's getting the most attention. And what we have seen through citizen complaints initially were people who were driving through the construction zone, motorists, who had not reduced their speed limit because the speed limits were lowered from 30 to 20 miles per hour. And a lot of times it's folks that are familiar with that area, and so they just assume that, okay, the lane has shifted, there's some cones up, I can drive the normal speed. But as a result of that, when we realized that was a problem, we sent officers out there. We did write a few citations, but I know we wrote more warnings than we did citations because most people just were unaware. One of the proactive steps we took was we talked to the contractor, and they agreed to install some fluorescent flags on the speed limit signs because, again, the speed limit went from 30 to 20, and that will help draw motorists' attention to the sign with that orange flag waving, and they'll see that the speed limit is lower. Our goal is construction worker safety. That is it. And that's what we're trying to accomplish. And if it's a warning or a citation, whatever it takes, that's what we'll do.
Kimball's up kind of in my neck of the woods from where I live. And whenever I was on Seth Child the other day, I got off on Kimball, and I normally go right. And right now, if you're going northbound and you turn east onto Kimball, you can't. I think it's blocked off. It would be unsafe to do that.
Right. The initial barricades that were installed by the construction crew were inadequate, and people were making a right turn there. And the right turn from northbound Seth Child onto eastbound Kimball is blocked right now. So we had to station an officer there to, again, educate people. And we also asked the construction crew to beef up that barricade, and that seems to have helped. That happened when the road construction flipped from one side of Kimball to the other, and so it just is unsafe to turn there with the traffic that's traveling on Kimball already that continues straight toward Denison. So hopefully they'll wrap it up soon before the summer ends, and we'll have a nice, smooth road to travel on.
Well, you know, and that's going to be a well-traveled area of town here, especially over the weekend with the fair going on, because it's that's the exit for the fair. Most people will be going left, but
right.
You know, a few may think that they can go right, but that's not the case here, at least at this point. Anything else as far as road construction that you need to pass along here to folks?
No, again, I've seen road construction crews out. When I say road construction, it's mainly city crews doing patchwork. And those are usually temporary zones, and they put out cones and signage. And I would just urge people to please slow down, pay attention, give these workers some room to do their job safely. The last thing we want to do is come out and be dealing with a serious injury with one of those workers or a motorist or a bicyclist. So please slow down and pay attention. That's what we ask.
All right. I've got a lot more to get to here with Director Butler from the RCPD. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more on In Focus News Radio KMAN after this.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by Pew Communication Services, a division of Economy Electric.